Enter Merlin, but beware, do not interrupt his magic.
She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She stirs the cauldron of all knowledge. She is the bringer of death and rebirth. She stirs the cauldron of all knowledge. She is the bringer of death and rebirth. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is crone. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown in the darkness, time of Samhain. In the dream time, she sits and stirs. In the darkness, the time of Samhain. In the dream time, she sits and stirs, sits and stirs. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She will lead you to your dark mind. And at the crossroads, she'll be your guide. She will lead you to your dark mind. And at the crossroads, she'll be your guide. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She is teacher and experience. She is wisdom. She is grown. She is grown. She is grown. With the cauldron of all knowledge, she sits and stirs at the crossroads. With the cauldron of all knowledge, she sits and stirs, sits and stirs. She is crone, she is crone, she is crone, she is crone, she is crone. She is grown. 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 She is grown.
I was actually going to tell you on our Thanksgiving Day that you are one of the things I was thankful for and how much Cauldron FM has and does still mean to me. I listen to it often and it's like coming home. Cauldron FM, where the magic really happens.
Well, welcome to Cauldron FM, the sound of magic. And we started off today's programme with She is Crone by Kellyana. So here we are with the new show prepared especially for Samhain with me, the Merlin. Today we are going to take a look at some of the customs that surround this time of year and listen to some great music along the way. So before we get started, let's take a listen to a piece by the Remy Ortz Project featuring Zara Angel. And this is taken from their album The Mystic Land of Razor, and it's called Give Me a Sign.
Never thought that I would feel so alone, blinded by a cloud, a feeling that disturbs me. You who came and you who go away, I've spent a lifetime searching for you, but now that you're here, I can't believe.
Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is real and what's illusion. Give me a smile, let me see what lies behind the curtain of life. Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is reality. Is the love that I feel inside me from my heart?
Do I believe? How will I know if you're real? Never knew I could lose control just by seeing you. I am you and you are me. Deep in me there burns the flame of truth. If I love, are you the one who completes me?
Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is real and what's illusion. Give me a smile, let me see what lies behind the curtain of life. Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is reality. Is the love that I feel inside of me from my heart?
Do I believe? How will I know if you're? Even though it wasn't a dream, you became real to me. A person of flesh and blood, a person in reality. And still this cloud troubles my mind.
Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is real, what's illusion. Give me a smile, let me see what lies behind the curtain of life. Give me a word, give me a sign, tell me what is reality. Is the love that I feel inside of me from my heart?
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Streaming 24/7.
Samhain was one of the four main festivals of the Gaelic calendar, marking the end of the harvest and the beginning of the winter. Traditionally, Samhain was a time to take stock of the herds and food supplies. Cattle were brought down to the winter pastures after 6 months in the higher summer pastures. It was also the time to choose which animals would need to be slaughtered for the winter. This custom is still observed by many who farm and raise livestock, because it is when the meat will keep since the freeze has come and also since summer grass is gone and free foraging is no longer possible. It is thought that some of the rituals associated with the slaughter have been transferred to other holidays. On St Martin's Day, 11th of November, in Ireland, one of the animals was offered to St Martin, who may have taken the place of a god. At New Year, in the Hebrides, people would circle their district sunwise, dressed in a cowhide. A bit of the hide would be burnt, and the smoke inhaled by each person. These customs were meant to keep away bad luck, and similar customs were found in other Celtic regions. The slaughter would be followed by feasting. As at Beltane, bonfires were lit on hilltops at Samhain, and there were rituals involving them. However, by the modern era, they only seem to have been common among Scotland's Highland line, on the Isle of Man, in North and Mid Wales, and in the Isle of Ulster, heavily settled by Scots. F. Marion McNeill says that the force fire, or need fire, was once the usual way of lighting them, but notes that this gradually fell out of use. Likewise, only certain kinds of wood may once have been used, but later records show that many kinds of flammable material were burnt. It is suggested that the fires were a kind of initiative or sympathetic magic. They mimic the sun, helping the powers of growth and holding back the decay and darkness of winter. They may also have served to symbolically burn up and destroy all harmful influences. Accounts from the 18th and 19th centuries suggest that the fires, as well as their smoke and ashes, were deemed to have protective and cleansing powers. In Moray, boys asked for bonfire fuel from each house in the village. When the fire was lit, one after another of the youths laid himself down on the ground as near to the fire as possible so as not to be burned, and in such a position as to let the smoke roll over him. The others ran through the smoke and jumped over him. When the bonfire burnt down, they scattered the ashes, vying with each other who should scatter them the most. Sometimes two bonfires would be built side by side, and the people, sometimes with their livestock, would walk between them as a cleansing ritual. The bones of slaughtered cattle were said to have been cast upon bonfires. In the pre-Christian Gaelic world, cattle were the main form of wealth and were the centre of agricultural and pastoral life. That's the first part. Then we'll move on with a little bit more information about sowing. But in the meantime, let's listen to Scott Zander Lynn and the Broken Bottles with a track of their EP that they recorded recently. And this is called Hell is a Lonely Place.
The barbershop boys line up in a row. Kiss from the queen, they fall like dominoes. And she's built like New York City, legs so tall, and damn, she's pretty. Come on, honey, come on. In the record store where I spend my days, girls walk by like they're on parade. Kids line up for the movie screen, see the same damn thing that I saw last week. Come on, oh, baby, come on. Teenage mothers, the bar's filling up with my ex-lovers. I swear they're once I've done the bedroom sheets. Now walks this town and it runs these streets. Come on, oh baby, come on. Skin, put it all on show. Just a southern boy with a northern soul. Peel back my skin and put it all on show.
Cauldron FM.
Online.
The sound of magic.
People also took flames from the bonfire back to their homes. In northeastern Scotland, they carried burning fir around the fields to protect them. And on southwest, they did likewise with burning turf. In some places, people doused their hearth fires on Samhain night. Each family then solemnly relit its hearth from the communal bonfire, thus bonding the families of the village together. In the 17th century, Geoffrey Keating wrote that the Druids of ancient Ireland would gather on Samhain night to kindle a sacred fire. From this, every bonfire in the land was lit, and from thence every home in the land relit their hearth, which had been doused that night. However, his source is unknown, and Ronald Hurton supposes that Keating had mistaken a Beltane custom for a Samhain one. Dousing the old fire and bringing in the new may have been a way of banishing evil, which was done at New Year festivals in many countries. The bonfires were also used in divination rituals. In the late 18th century, a ring of stones was laid around a fire to represent each person. Everyone then ran round it with a torch, exulting. In the morning, the stones were examined, and if any was mislaid, it was said that the person for whom it was set would not live out that year. A similar custom was observed in North Wales and in Brittany. James Fraser says that this may come from an older custom of actually burning them, i.e. human sacrifice, or may have always been symbolic. Divination has likely been a part of the festival since ancient times, and it has survived in some rural areas. At household festivities throughout the Gaelic regions and Wales, there were many rituals intended to divine the future of those gathered, especially with regard to death and marriage. Seasonal foods such as apples and nuts were often used in these rituals. Apples were peeled, the peel tossed over the shoulder, and its shape examined to see if it formed the first letter of the future spouse's name. Nuts were roasted on the hearth, and their behaviour interpreted. If the nuts stayed together, so would the couple. Egg whites were dropped in water, and the shapes foretold the number of future children. Children would also chase crows and divine some of these things from the number of birds or the direction they flew. So let's move on now with another piece of music. And this is a piece by S.J. Tucker, and it's called Witch's Rune.
Darksome night and shining moon, balance of the dark and light. Hearken, ye, a witch's rune, as we perform a sacred rite. By earth and water, air and fire, by blade and bowl and circle round, we come to you with our desire. Let all that is hidden now be found. We sense a candle, book and sword, and ringing of the altar bell. We tie a knot within our cord to bind our magic in a spell. Mother of the summer fields, goddess of the silver moon, join with us as power builds. Dance with us our witch's rune. Father of the summer dew, hunter of the winter snows, with open arms we welcome you. Dance with us as power grows. Witch's rune, ah, dance with us, our witch's rune, ah, dance with us, our witch's rune. Mother of the summer fields, goddess of the silver moon, join with us as power builds. Dance with us, our witch's rune. Father of the summer dew, hunter of the winter snows, with open arms we welcome you. Dance with us as power grows. Dance with us as witches. Dance with us. Dance with us as witches.
Dance with us.
Dance with us as witches.
and sea. Chant the rune and it is done, as we will so mote it be.
Hey, Raven Moonshadow here. Dropping in to let each of you know you can now find me on Facebook. Catch up with the latest goings-on of Raven, read reviews I've posted, listen to previously aired shows, get links to books, music, and general information, find items I've handcrafted, or even just drop me a note. So if you have the time, drop by my page, give it a like. To find me, just log on to www.facebook.com/ravenmoonshadow.hps. Blessed be.
Well, welcome back to our Samhain 2016 programme. And before we continue with the next piece of the story, I would like to draw your attention to an opportunity that exists for listeners everywhere. We would love you to become more involved with what we are doing here. And if you are interested, then please pop onto a website called Patreon or Patreon.com and check out the Moonshadow Media page. You can get involved by sponsoring us from as little as $3 per show. And in return, you can get some super rewards, some of which are exclusive to sponsors only. So now let's pick up the Samhain story again. Samhain was seen as a liminal time, when the boundary between this world and the other world could more easily be crossed. This meant that the Eos Sea, the spirits or fairies, could more easily come into our world. Many scholars see the Eos Sea as remnants of the pagan gods and nature spirits. At Samhain, it was believed that the Eos Sea needed to be pacified to ensure that the people and their livestock survived the winter. As such, offerings of food and drink would be left outside for the Eos Sea. Portions of the crops might also be left in the ground for them. One custom described a blatant example of a pagan rite surviving into the Christian epoch, was observed in the Outer Hebrides until the early 19th century. On the 31st of October, the locals would go down to the shore. One man would wade into the water up to his waist, where he would pour out a cup of ale and ask Shoni, whom he called God of the Sea, to bestow blessings on them. People also took special care not to offend the Eos Sea and sought to ward off any who were out to cause mischief. They stayed near to home or, if forced to walk in the darkness, turned their clothing inside out or carried iron or salt to keep them at bay. The dead were also honoured at Samhain. The beginning of winter may have been seen as the most fitting time to do so, as it was when the plants themselves were dying. The souls of the dead were thought to revisit their homes, seeking hospitality. Places were set at the dinner table and by the fire to welcome them. The belief that the souls of the dead return home on one night of the year seems to have ancient origins and is found in many cultures throughout the world. James Fraser suggests it was perhaps a natural thought that the approach of winter should drive the poor, shivering, hungry ghosts from the bare fields and leafless woodlands to the shelter of the cottage. However, the souls of thankful kin could return to bestow blessings just as easily as that of a wronged person could return to wreak revenge. So now let's get back to the music. And this is a blues-based song by Kenny Klein, and it's entitled Vagabond Blues.
Well, I got me a vagabond nature and a compunction to sing the blues. I wander around from town to town, wearing holes in the soles of my shoes. I never stay too long in one place. Where I hang my hat is my home. But I owe my devotion to one face, and that's the face of Diane's moon. Oh, she shines on me so brightly, shines on me every night. And as long as I see her brightly, I know that everything's alright. Oh, shine on me, Diana, Diana of the moon. I love you so as I wander this world, and I know I'll be coming home soon. Upon the shining moon, and I wear her star on my brow. Oh, her heart is a silvery ocean. Oh, she lights the dark, and I know I'll always have the notion of her devotion in my heart. She shines on me so brightly, shining every night. And as long as I see her above me, I know that everything's alright. Oh, shine on me, Lady Diana, Diana of the moon. I love you so as I wander this world, and I know that I'll be coming home soon.
Streaming 24/7.
Cauldron FM, the sound of magic. After an hour working out in the gym, I really enjoy nothing more than relaxing with a healing massage therapy. Karen Fergaline of Little Birds is a fully qualified, fully insured massage therapist. But you don't have to go to the gym to enjoy one of the Little Birds treatments. You can enjoy an individual massage, reflexology or aromatherapy sessions, or maybe you can host one of their pamper parties for you and a group of friends, or you can organise yourself a group therapy session. To contact Karen, give her a call on 07 969 564 528. Email her at littlebirdsmassage@gmail.com or visit her website at littlebirds-holistics.co.uk.
The Crystal Spring offers mobile Reiki, crystal therapy, oriental hand massages, meditation work, and personal coaching at clients' own homes or business premises. We are fully insured and hold appropriate qualifications. To book an appointment or to simply have a chat, please call 07050 644 101 or email thecrystalspring@mail.com.
Welcome back. And that was a superb track by Kenny Klein. Now, here is a little bit of advanced information. As soon as this show goes to air, I will be working on a special show to introduce some of the artists that will be performing at the 2017 North Devon Firefly Otherworldly Fair and Ball. And that's going to be happening on the 22nd of July next year at the Clovelly Parish Hall in North Devon. This is the third year that Cauldron FM have been involved, and it just gets better each time. So keep an eye open for that show to come to air. And now, let's get back to the fourth part of our explanation of Samhain. Mumming and guising was a part of Samhain from at least the 16th century and was recorded in parts of Ireland, Scotland, Man and Wales. It involved people going from house to house in costume or in disguise, usually reciting songs or verses in exchange for food. It is suggested that it evolved from a tradition whereby people impersonated the Eos, or the souls of the dead, and received offerings on their behalf. Impersonating these spirits or souls was also believed to protect oneself from them. S.V. Peddle suggests the guises personify the old spirits of the winter, who demanded reward in exchange for good fortune. McNeil suggests that the ancient festival included people in masks or costumes representing these spirits, and that the modern custom came from this. In Ireland, costumes were sometimes worn by those who went about before nightfall, collecting for a Samhain feast. In parts of Southern Ireland during the 19th century, the guises included a hobby horse, known as the Lair Bram, which is a white mare. A man covered in a white sheet and carrying a decorated horse skull would lead a group of youths blowing on cow horns from farm to farm. At each farm they recited verses, some of which savoured strongly of paganism, and the farmer was expected to donate food. If the farmer donated food, he could expect good fortune from the Muc Ola. Not doing so would bring misfortune. This is akin to the Grey Mare procession in Wales, which takes place at midwinter. In Wales, the white horse is often seen as an omen of death. In some places, young people cross-dressed. In Scotland, young men went house to house with masked, veiled, painted or blackened faces, often threatening to do mischief if they were not welcomed. This was common in the 16th century in the Scottish countryside and persisted into the 20th. It is suggested that the blackened faces comes from using the bonfire's ashes for protection. Elsewhere in Europe, costumes, mumming and hobby horses were part of other yearly festivals. However, in the Celtic-speaking regions, they were particularly appropriate to a night upon which supernatural beings were said to be abroad and could be irritated or warded off by human wanderers. Hutton writes, when imitating malignant spirits, it was a very short step from guising to playing pranks. Playing pranks at Samhain is recorded in the Scottish Highlands as far back as 1736 and was also common in Ireland, which led to Samhain being nicknamed Mischief Night. Wearing costumes at Halloween spread to England in the 20th century, as did the custom of playing pranks, though there had been mumming at other festivals. At the time of mass transatlantic Irish and Scottish immigration, which popularised Halloween in North America, Halloween in Ireland and Scotland had a strong tradition of guising and pranks. Trick-or-treating may have come from the custom of going door-to-door collecting food for Samhain feasts, fuel for Samhain bonfires, and or offerings for the Eos Sea. Alternatively, it may have come from the All Saints All Souls custom of collecting soul cakes. The traditional illumination for geysers and pranksters abroad on the night in some places was provided by turnips or mangelwurzels hollowed out to act as lanterns, and often carved with grotesque faces. They were also set on windowsills by those who made them. The lanterns were variously said to represent the spirits or supernatural beings, or were used to ward off evil spirits. These were common in parts of Ireland and Scotland into the 20th century. They were also found in Somerset on Punky Night. In the 20th century, they spread to other parts of England and became generally known as jack-o'-lanterns. So now let's carry on with Spell Singer and a beautifully haunting track entitled Land of the She.
Violet and grey. Then the moon rose, the wolf howled his plea. So she lighted a foot on the forested path, and the creatures they followed her lead to the dangerous home of the she. She laid down her treasures and gifts to the fae, and she sang of her heart to the sky. When the dawn comes, come searching for me. And the drums began pounding their sinuous tune, and her soul danced with pain and with glee. Disappeared and the moonlight was gone, and the universe in the land of the sheep. Then the dawn came, the sun rose and shone on the tor. All alone on the hill stood the tree.
You are listening to Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
And as the show draws to a close, I hope that you have enjoyed it. And I would like to thank all the artists who have provided the music we have played. The writers of the content we have used, including Wikipedia, and also thank you for listening. I would also like to remind you that if you would like to check out our Patreon page and support what we are doing and receive some exclusive goodies, then please go to patreon.com/moonshadowmedia and click on the sponsor link to sign up. Any views that may have been expressed in this programme are entirely my own and do not represent those of Cauldron FM or Moonshadow Media. If you would like to contact us, then please check out our Cauldron FM and Cauldron FM The Sound of Magic pages on Facebook, or drop us an email to cauldronfm@mail.com. So let's wind the show up now by wishing you the best things that life can give, and ending with a track that has a great name for this time of year. It's by The Last Scout, who come from a place called Warrington, and that is in the northwest of England. So here is their debut single, Dust and Bone.
Stand. she dust and bone.
And now that brings us to the end of the show, and I would like to say again, thank you very much for listening. I'm the Merlin, and this is Cauldron FM, the sound of magic. Take care, love and light, and blessed be. Bye-bye now.
Cauldron FM.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web.
The sound of magic. Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.
Yes, one take!